Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey, what's up, Life Masters? This is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today, we're going to talk about how you can take your passion and turn that into profits, turn that into a successful career, a business, your mission, your purpose in life, to have a hobby that you're getting paid for. Now, this video is the second part of a two-part video series. The first video that I released was all about how you can find what your passion is, and that's on the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel and podcast. Make sure you watch that if you don't know what your passion is and you're trying to find it. Maybe you're struggling with it. It's a journey that you might have to go through, but that first video is going to help you be on that path and be on that journey towards finding what your passion is. Now it's time to profit from it. Now it's time to take what you know, what you love, and to find a way to spend your waking hours doing that as a career, as a business. I mean, how great would that be? I think a lot of us, we've been kind of sold the lie that you got to go to school and get a job and just try to make money, but oftentimes the money is put as a higher priority than actually doing what you love, doing what you're fulfilled to actually do in life. And I think a lot of that often comes by the pressures that we have in the school system. You know, your teachers and even your other peers when you're going to school, they're all finding, you know, they're all going to college or university and pursuing the next level, and you put that pressure on yourself that you got to find what your career is and you got to find something that's lucrative enough to pay the bills. Or maybe your parents are putting pressure on you that you got to go in this path or this direction. And even though that might make them happy, it might please them, does that make you happy? You know, I remember for me, I worked in the family business when I was young growing up. My dad and my mom always had a family business. And one of the businesses that my dad had that I worked in when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, was a construction business, and we made limestone fireplaces and surrounds for houses. And my dad's goal and dream was for me to take over the family business. And even though I could have made great money doing that, it would have made him happy, but I wouldn't have been happy. I knew that I'd feel like my life, there'd be something missing in my life. And for me, you know, if you're not really loving your life, if you're not loving what you're doing each day, then how can you really love your life? And I didn't want to have that sense of regret to live my life on other people's terms rather than my own. And so sometimes you got to displease others and do what's right for you and make that decision. And I believe that when you're doing what you love and you're passionate about it, oftentimes the money follows that. Oftentimes the success, everything comes from that, because when you love it, you're going to
put the effort, the time, the energy, you're going to put everything you can into it, and it's not going to feel like work. It's not going to feel like you got to do it. You get to do it. You know, as Warren Buffett says, you get a tap dance to work every day. And by the way, that's why some of the most successful people, they never retire, right? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you know, all these incredible successful entrepreneurs or business people or investors or entertainers or singers and dancers and rock stars or whatever it might be, they never retire, and they do it till they die because it's not a job for them. It's not work. You know, it's something they truly love and they're fulfilled by. And I think when you find that, everything changes in your life. Retirement is no longer the goal. Just punching in at the clock from 9 to 5 is no longer the goal. When you really find what you love, you're sucked into it. Time disappears, and you can do it all day, all night if you choose to. So I want to help you with that. You know, I think another great thing when I really look at today, I think there's so many more opportunities today than there ever was before. The world that we live in today, there's so many opportunities for you to profit from your passion that your parents and your grandparents never had. And so oftentimes your parents, they have the pressure for you to go in this direction, you know, in your life, but that's kind of an outdated model of the world. The education system, unfortunately, hasn't really evolved that much. It's still based on when it was created for more industrialized jobs. And it's not really preparing us for this world that we live in today. Because of the internet, I think the internet is the greatest opportunity of our lifetimes. The internet has provided new opportunities, new ways that any of us, you and I, could start profiting from the internet and actually build an online business. Now, I'm not saying that business is for everybody. Maybe for you, it's not. Maybe for you, you find what you love and your passion, and there's a great career that you can pursue with that. Maybe, for example, you love programming, you know, you love coding, and you spend a lot of your time doing that each day. Well, maybe there's a great job for a great company that you could work for, and you could make a lot of money doing that, right? Or maybe you love, you know, working with animals, and you don't have to start your own business. There's maybe another business that already exists that you could work for, and you can enjoy working with animals and experience all the benefit and the pleasure you get from that, and work for someone else. So the first thing, though, I want to share with you that I think is a key, the key in really allowing you to maximize how much you can make from your passion, the key is becoming great at it, becoming great at whatever it is that you love, okay? And that means you have to go deep. You can't dabble with it. You can't just stay at the surface of whatever that is. You got to go deep with it and decide, you know what? This is what I love. I'm going to become knowledgeable on this. I'm going to become an expert on this. I'm going to become a master of this. It's adopting what I call the mastery mentality. The dabblers, they stay at the surface. They never go deep. The master loves going deep. And really, when you're passionate about something, going deep isn't that hard, right? Because when you really love it, you're going to spend the time and energy and effort doing it, and it's not going to feel like a chore. So going deep with whatever that subject is that is your passion, I think is such a valuable thing. And that's something that often will happen over time. Okay, so your career and really how much money you could potentially make from your passion will evolve as time goes on. The better that you get, the more potential for maximizing how much money you can make, that will go up over time. Okay, so getting great, that's the mindset. That's what you have to go into it with. Now, the second thing that I'd recommend that you do, and I'm going to write this down, okay, and I'm going to actually use the whiteboard that I've got here today. I like to use this once in a while to kind of write it out, make it a little bit more visual for you guys. Okay, so become great. The second thing that I think is key is to find all of the opportunities that exist based on what your passion is. Okay, all the opportunity that exists. And this really requires brainstorming, and I think one of the best ways you can do this is on the internet, you can just type in the keyword for whatever your passion is and see what other people are doing, right? So if you really love surfing, for example, go to Google, go to YouTube, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, go to all of these massive websites that have search engines on them and type in surfing, type in programming, type in photography, type in guitar, type in whatever it is that you are, you know, you want to pursue as a career. Type that in and just look at what shows up. Okay, look at what shows up. Because what shows up on the internet on these topics are going to be websites. They're going to be blogs, websites. There's going to be products that are being sold in all of these categories, all of these niches, right? If you go to Amazon.com, you type in surfing, you type in photography, you type in drawing, you type in, you know, reading or whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of products that show up. You go to YouTube, you type in whatever subject or passion it is, there's going to be YouTube channels that show up. If you love cooking, you're going to find cooking YouTube channels. If you love video games, you type that in on YouTube, you're going to find gamers. But what you got to understand is that everything that shows up on the internet, on podcasts, on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever it is, if any of these websites are showing up, they're making money in some way, shape, or form. I can promise you that. Okay, they're making money from these subjects and these niches. And when you understand that, then that provides a new opportunity for you to make money doing something similar to what's already being done. I don't think it's smart to try to reinvent the wheel, but you can instead look at what's already working for people and how other people are making money doing what you want to do in that niche or that topic, and you can follow in their footsteps. They've already paved the way for you, right? You don't have to find out the hard way and try to figure it out. You can have a few role models, a few references of websites and YouTube channels and podcasts and people that are already profiting, products that already exist. So for example, if you went to Amazon and you typed in, maybe you typed in yoga and you love yoga and that's your passion. Oh, hey, there's a lot of products that are yoga mats and yoga towels and yoga blocks and yoga books. And these are people that have built a business, a brand around what their passion is. And they're selling great products that they believe in and helping people in that area. And it's fulfilling for them. And they're making millions of dollars in some cases from that. So why can't you do that? You could do the exact same thing. You could decide, hey, you know what? I love yoga. I'm going to build a brand around yoga. I'm going to build a website. I'm going to sell a product. And because I love it, it's my passion. I'm going to go deep with it. I'm going to make it great. I'm going to improve it. I'm going to make it better. And that could be a profitable business and a career for you, right? Or let's say you love dogs and you go to Amazon, you type in dogs and what comes up are dog training books. Well, hey, you know what? That could be a great opportunity for you. You could become a dog trainer. You get to work with animals all day. You learn how a psychology of a dog works and how to train them. And that's a big problem that a lot of dog owners have that they'd be willing to pay you for if you decided to become great at that and go deep. And you could publish a book on that and serve people, make money doing that, writing about and sharing what you love. You know, or you can build a blog on that and create a blog and help people with that. The opportunities are endless. It could be a physical product. I'll kind of write some of this out. So let's say, let's just say that you love dogs. Everybody loves dogs, right? So there could be an opportunity for you to publish a book, and that book could be on Amazon. Amazon has a self-publishing platform. Anybody can publish on Amazon, paperback book, Kindle book, or even an audiobook if you want, right? And you can look to see all the books that are showing up on dogs. And the books that you might see are dog training, puppy training, how to train your dog, how to, come or how to potty train them or whatever it might be, right? There's opportunity that's there. So you might want to explore that. Hey, maybe you also decide to have a physical product. And this could also be a product on Amazon. You know, Amazon is such a blessing for us because they provide the platform that has hundreds of millions of customers that you can get in front of with your product. And you don't even have to necessarily invent anything new. You can actually, as a physical product, you can private label it, which means that you find a manufacturer that's already making that product. It could be a dog toy. It could be a dog leash. It could be dog treats. It could be a variety of, products for dogs, dog outfits, I guess, whatever it might be. You can find suppliers and manufacturers already making that product. Maybe they're doing it in China, maybe in the US, or maybe in Vietnam, or maybe somewhere in the world. And you can work with them and order that product, and you can create your own doggy brand and have your own logo and packaging on that product, ship it to Amazon's fulfillment centers, set up your Amazon listing, and sell that product that you love. And even better, you make the product different, unique, you add to it, you make it more valuable for the person that might consume and benefit from that product. And it'll take you some time, it'll take you some money, of course, but before you know it, you could have an incredible brand and business around a topic that you love and making money doing that. How cool is that? That's called the internet and the opportunity that it provides. Another opportunity, maybe you decide, you know what? I don't want to do a physical product. I don't want to write and publish a book. And by the way, with books, there's an opportunity too. If you're not a writer, you can work with a ghostwriter. Maybe you have some knowledge, you have some expertise, and someone's better at you at writing it, and you can work with that person. A lot of books are written by ghostwriters. Either you hire someone that can help create the content for you, or they interview you, the ghostwriter, and they extract the content and they put it together in a book. That's a very common process too. So don't allow yourself to think, well, I'm not a writer. You don't have to write, you can work with other people, and that's what busy people often do. Celebrities don't write their own books most often. Even the president doesn't even write his own speeches, right? Too busy to do that. So you can leverage other people to help you with that. Another opportunity can be by selling an online course. You could create an online course, a digital product that you sell on the internet that helps people with dogs. And really, when it comes to this niche and topic, really what's going to have the most opportunity and potential are solving the problems that exist within this niche. So people that have dogs, what are the problems that they have that they're trying to solve? Well, most often, if you have a dog, you want your dog to be healthy, right? And so dog owners, they invest a lot of money in some cases, especially I was just in Hollywood in Los Angeles, and there's so many, the dog niche is massive there. It's insane what people spend. There's doggy spas and daycares, but there's organic and, you know, supplements for dogs now, which could provide an opportunity for a physical product. Even a course to educate dog owners on how their dog could be healthier, how their dog can avoid or prevent disease. You know, you could help people in that area. Or maybe a problem, again, that exists is training your dog, making your dog obedient to you. So that could be an online course that you can create, and you can teach other people and share what you know, your knowledge of that, and help other people solve that problem. Is that making sense for you? Okay, so an online course, great opportunity. Now, all of these methods that I've shared with you thus far, the big benefit of it is that they're passive income streams. You're not trading your time for money. You might invest the time and the money up front, but once you set it up, now you have an asset that can make you money on autopilot on an ongoing basis without much time or effort involved in that. Now, if you love dogs, there's also other career opportunities. You can be a vet. You could work, you know, at an animal shelter or something like that. Might not be as lucrative, but you're also trading your time for money. It doesn't provide ultimate freedom, which might be one of your goals. Might be. I'm not sure. I don't know you. Maybe you don't care for financial freedom and abundance. Maybe you're just happy to make a good enough income doing what you love. But these are opportunities that exist that can provide a lot more for you. Now, another one could be coaching or events, okay? So there's a lot of people that, you know, you're providing something online, which a lot of people value, but there's a lot of people that actually pay more money to have an in-person experience or to talk to someone one-on-one, you know, and they would hire you and pay you for your time to learn what you know, right? If you have a level of expertise and knowledge on something, that's an opportunity for you to profit from that by having other people pay you for that, right? For your coaching, your training. Maybe you can put on some sort of workshop or events for dog owners and teach them about health, teach them about how to train their dog, teach them a lot of things that can really help them have a great relationship with their dog. I don't know. Every niche, every market's different. That's why the key here, which I didn't even write out, is you really got to model success. Okay, you got to actually see what's working and model it, right? See what's already working for other people online. And that's why I said, go to these search engines and type in those keywords. Do a deep search. Don't just look at the first page. Look at the first 50 pages if you need to find out what is working for other people. How are they making money from it? It might be on YouTube, right? I mean, YouTube is great. You guys are here right now because I have a passion for self-development, and I'm sharing with you guys, you know, my passion, and you're here. And I'm actually profited a bit from you watching this video. Thank you very much. I probably had an advertisement that showed up before you watched this, and YouTube will pay me because other people, they want to reach people like you. They'll pay YouTube money to have their advertisement show up on a video like this, and YouTube makes money from that. But also I make a little bit of money from that too, which is kind of cool. So I can profit from my passion, sharing with you self-development, sharing with you information and knowledge that I think could be a benefit to you. So YouTube can be a great opportunity from that. I mean, if you loved whatever, I mean, fill in the blank, whatever you want to add here. If you love makeup, if you love hairstyling, Well, YouTube, there's a lot of opportunity that's there for you, right? You can create a course. You can create some products on Amazon that are related to makeup or styling someone else's hair, or you can put on events and workshops and mastermind events. There's so much opportunity that exists. Maybe you don't like YouTube. You prefer just talking, right? You don't want to be on the camera. You just want to speak, podcast. Maybe you decide, I don't want to be on YouTube. I don't even want to talk and verbalize anything. I just like to write and like to be behind my computer. Great. A blog can be a great opportunity for you. But really, the path of success is going to be based on your research to do searches online. What I recommend that you do, make a spreadsheet, a Google spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, make a list of like 50 websites or YouTube channels or people on Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, that actually have a business and they're profiting from whatever that passion is. And backwards engineer it. Look at what they're doing that they have in common. And then that will allow you to understand the path that you should go with whatever your passion is. I love a passion that has multiple pillars, multiple diversified ways that you can profit from it. So if you look at my business, and real quick, I'll share my story. Let me share this with you guys. I've already shared a bit of this with you guys. For me, my big problem in my life when I was young is I was depressed and I struggled. I struggled with anxiety, social anxiety, and I wanted a girlfriend when I was 17 years old. And so I really found this whole niche called dating. Dating and confidence and self-development, I guess. How I can improve myself as a man and become more attractive. You know, I found all these niches that existed. And oftentimes, by the way, sometimes our passion can come from our biggest problem. Our biggest problems, our mess can be our message. Our problems that we face, because they're so personal to us, when you overcome and conquer that problem, you now have a gift that you can offer to someone else and you can help other people overcome that same problem that you had. And so for me, I had a lot of problems. I couldn't get a girlfriend. I couldn't get a date. I didn't have any friends. I had no confidence and I had depression, a lot of issues growing up. I made it my mission to become great at that. I said, you know what? I discovered self-development. I loved it. I went deep with it. I studied. I read books. I found mentors. I went to seminars. I invested everything I possibly could. I spent all my time doing that and living my passion. My passion then provided an opportunity. The first was with dating. I was terrified to talk to girls. So I forced myself to go out and figure that out and forced myself to overcome that approach anxiety, you know, the butterflies, and just have the courage to go up to say hi to someone and then have a conversation with someone and then to get a date with a girl, you know, and then have some friends in my life. And I was able to become good at that. And through that, I gained confidence and self-esteem and an opportunity where I could profit from that. So I had a roommate. He said, Stefan, you know, you should coach other men with this. You solve this in your life. You can help other men. And I did. First client I had at $300, it was through a coaching. And then I started an event business called Lifestyle Transformations. I helped other men in a weekend boot camp to help them improve their confidence and their social skills. I eventually wrote a book. Didn't really make much money from it, but wrote a book on dating advice for men. But I made some money from it. I started learning internet marketing and that whole journey from that. And I eventually even created a course on that too. But I was able to take something that I struggled with, something that I was able to become proficient at. And it wasn't that I was an expert, really. I don't know if you can really be an expert in that area. But I didn't even take that approach. I just kind of took the approach as I'm someone that has a passion for this. I'm someone that has put a lot of time, energy, and effort into this. And there's other people that will recognize that, and they're willing to pay to save time and even money and pain so that I could help them get there faster, right? Just because I was a little bit further than what they might have been at when they were first starting out. So I did that. And then guess what? I had a passion for self-development. I found myself, I'm always reading books. I'm always learning and growing and doing all these crazy things, setting all these habits and routines and rituals in my life to try to have a better life. And I'm just on that constant journey. And I've made many mistakes and failures and did a lot of stupid shit when I was younger. But I grew from it, you know, and my growth and my knowledge and my maturity became an asset. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, right? I'm going to start Project Life Mastery, the channel that you're on right now. I started it over 8 years ago, 2012. And I said, you know, I'm going to just share what I've learned. And I'm not an expert at this, but I'm going to share the things that have benefited me, And if other people can benefit from it, amazing. And people did. People found my videos. They enjoyed it. They kept following for more. They wanted more. And I also had success in business. I did everything when it comes to trying to figure out how to make money online. I tried things that are black hat, gray hat, and white hat. The black hat stuff didn't really work much. So I focus on the white hat, just trying to add value and give and serve and do the right things. And I built something great from that. And I tried all these things and I gained a lot of knowledge and experience that could actually then help other people build a business online. And that's how I started creating courses and training people to help them build their own business, because I was able to achieve that. And I had gained so much experience that I could help you avoid the mistakes that I made to help you get there faster and easier than ever before. So you can see how I was able to take what I've learned and my struggles and my passions and leverage the internet, leverage all these different modalities and utilize them to build a business. Now, each one of these is a learning curve. Each one of these, you know, you got to go deep with. I don't recommend dabbling and trying to do everything. That's a recipe for disaster. Pick one, get good at that, go deep. Maybe pick a second one, go deep with that, get great at that, and allow yourself to profit first from that before you add in some other pillars to building a great business. But the internet, guys, has really changed the game. It's really changed the landscape. And there's a level of transparency online today that never existed before. I mean, you can go and see on blogs if they are making money from that. You can see on the blog if they have advertisements. If they have advertisements, then they're obviously making money there. You can see on a YouTube channel how many views and subscribers someone has on whatever topic it might be and get a general idea of how much money they might be making from that. You can, you know, go to books on Amazon and determine how much they're making. You can go to products on Amazon. There's product research tools that can tell you how much money these products are making. And that's telling you the potential of what's available for you if you also decide to do it. Now, it's not get rich quick. You know, it's not like I have a passion and tomorrow I'm making money from it. It's a process and journey, but wouldn't you agree that it's worth it? That wouldn't you agree that this is much better than the alternative, which is continue the path that you're on, maybe working at a job you don't love, you don't enjoy, doesn't fulfill you, maybe even hate your job, you hate your boss, you know, where at least this can give you that opportunity to actually do what you love. And by doing what you love, I believe that the sky's the limit in how much money you can make from it. So doing what you love, I think that's some one ingredient that makes up a great life, and it's something that we all want. You know, if you can make money from it too, amazing. If you build a business, obviously there's more potential for how much you can make in a business than you will by working for someone else. There was a certain limit or ceiling on what you'll make working for someone else. If it's your own business, which the internet can provide for anybody, the sky's the limit. You can make as much money as you want, right? So what's the alternative? The alternative is just continuing living in a comfort zone and doing what's easy and convenient. And you might have a job that you might decide, you know, it's not that bad. It's okay. I don't hate it. I don't love it either. I'm just kind of in between. Well, that's fine. That's up to you. But at the end of your life, you got to decide what, you know, how are you going to look back at your life, right? I mean, you got to decide, are you going to have any regrets? Is your tombstone going to say coulda, woulda, shoulda? Potential still intact. I don't know about you. I don't want that. I want to never settle in my life. And if I know that I can profit and build something and do something great, then I'm going to pursue that. You know, I feel like life's too short not to. So this is just an opportunity for you, a possibility, something you might want to explore, right? And when you really love what you do, there's nothing that can stop you from that. You know, I truly believe that. And I think that's one ingredient. If you look at anyone that's successful, there's that ingredient of really being passionate about it and really loving it. For me, my success didn't occur until I was passionate about what I was doing. You know, I tried many things just to make money, but when you just do something for money, it's not going to sustain you at all. You know, I just tried to make some money when I first started, and I made a little bit here and there, and it wasn't really enough to support myself from that. But it wasn't until I said, hey, you know what? What's my passion? Let's take that and let's pursue that. That's what got me to work in the 18-hour days, you know, that didn't feel like 18-hour days because I loved it. That's what allowed me to do great at dating and confidence and self-development and teaching business and marketing, because I really love those things. And often the deeper you go, the more you enjoy it. You know, the more you enjoy it because you get good at it. When you're good at it, it becomes fun. When you're first brand new at something, you're not great at it, it's hard to be passionate about it. But once you get good at something, then it becomes really fun and very rewarding. So most people don't even give them the chance to really love it because they don't spend enough time doing it. They don't go deep enough with it. They don't get good at it. But when you become good or great, It's fun, it's easier to make money from, and you get that feeling, that sense of fulfillment at the end of the day, which is something that is just one of the greatest gifts of life. So listen, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope that this has opened you up and maybe awakened something within you to explore a new way of living your life, a one that is more passionate and more fulfilling and also more profitable. Now, if you're looking for some opportunities here, I can share some because I do have some free resources and even some paid resources if you're interested. So first, book. I teach people how to publish books on Amazon. If you want to write a book or work with a ghostwriter, I'll provide a link for that below. I've got a new course coming out called Mastering Book Publishing. If you go to masteringbookpublishing.com, you can learn more about it there. Physical product, I've got a free Amazon training that can help show you how to do that. Go to projectlifemastery.com/FBA. If you want to even, you know, do coaching and events, I'll provide a link below for that for you as well. If you want to even do affiliate marketing, that's another opportunity, because if you have a YouTube channel, a blog, if you have an audience, or even any of these, if you have a book, if you have a course, you can promote other people's products. You don't have to even create your own. And now I've got a course that can help you with that at affiliatemarketingmastery.com. So not here to promote anything to you guys, just share with you different opportunities that exist. If you want to explore it, if you're looking for more help and guidance along that way, these are resources that can help support you with that. But I think the first step really is knowing what your passion is, but seeing what's working, what's already working for other people, and just decide which one resonates with you. You might have to try a few when you're first starting out, but once you do, pick that one, go deep, become a master, and the success will follow from that. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe for more videos like this. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. God bless and take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.